Okay, this is an EY back. Yeah, okay. This is a little recipe I have. I've been using it for a few years now with the meatloaf. It's smoked in the smoker, in the pellet smoker. I make two at a time. I get 2 pounds of ground pork, 2 pounds of ground beef. Get it over Jack's. It's good quality. And basically bar mix it. She mixes it all up with panko breadcrumbs and some soy or some Worcestershire sauce and some minced onion, and there's something else in it too. I forget. Oh, the rub that I use for my pork butt and my ribs. It calls for some just your favorite rub we're going to use. We have our favorite rub, so we put it. She puts I forget how much in there. Mix it all up and divide it in half, and then pour it into a couple loaves, and then put them on a sheet of aluminum foil, and then everything goes on the grill. And then I smoke it at 250 degrees for a couple hours on full smoke, and then I put a timer on it. After 2 hours, I'll check it. I'll temp it with my instant temperature reading device, and that's what I had to do. The timer went off while I was talking the first time. And I went out to temp it, and it used another half hour, so it's probably getting close now, but I smoke it until it hits internal temperature of 160 degrees, and it's done. And I bring them in the house, and then they put a tent of aluminum foil over it and let it just rest for a half hour, 45 minutes, like that. And then we're not going to eat right away. We're going to have them in the winter, so I'll vacuum seal them. And so I'm making two more right now. So it'll be four total, and we'll vacuum seal them, and then put them in the freezer, and then pull them out over the wintertime. We'll have a hankering for smoked meatloaf. So that's how we make it, and that's been what we've been doing it for a few years now. So let me break real quick.